All right, this is Matt C.
This is Colin Sanders.
Yeah, you know it.
I do.
We got a guest tonight, obviously.
I told my name is already.
Yeah. That's so great to have you in here, Colin.
Yeah, it's great to be here. My first X-ray experience.
Let's play Rubble to start.
Let's do it.
Oh, please.
Fake okay. Out.
All right. I got it.
Oh, man. We totally had you. You thought we were going to play Rubble to start.
That's why it wasn't working right. Okay, here we go.
Okay, now we're actually going to do it, though. That was Rubble.
Oh, man.
You might notice my voice from that because I did backups.
Oh, how about... No, now we can't... I'm having troubles with these controls today.
You know, we're a bunch of human beings.
There we go.
Okay.
Maybe that's it.
That's probably it.
All right, Colin... Where's
the controls?
Colin Sanders is in. You know him from Life During Wartime, right?
That's exactly what they know me from.
Yeah.
A lot of radio fans.
That was a lot of years ago. How long ago? What was your the years that you were on Life During Wartime on KBOO?
It's a great question. If I had to guess, I'd say like, I don't know, 09 to 14 or 010 to 15 or...
Y'all had a great group in there with Matty Buttcakes.
He was in there. Kevin and Aaron and Sissy and Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Just...
Samantha,
sure.
We had Samantha in here a couple of months ago. That was pretty fun.
The famous lady herself.
Yes.
Her new band Sneer Brute playing their first shows in April and May. Keep your ears peeled.
That's with Justin?
It's with Zach and Justin, yeah.
All right, so this Rubble release. Now, wait a minute. Let's talk about your show this weekend. Now, Colin's going to be turning 45.
Woohoo!
Man has a big shindig planned at Blackwater this weekend on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Five bands, right?
Cinco Bandas.
And those are all your, some of your previous bands. A handful.
Yes. I mean, so my idea was, I'm turning 45. Bands that I made 45s with will play those songs at the show live with our instruments and vocals.
So short sets?
But, like, Observers made, like, 5 45s.
Oh, so you could play more than one 45.
So we could play, yeah. But, like, Dark Slash Light, I just made the one with them. And the Speds only did one. So basically it's, like, playing that 45, and then that seemed kind of weird. So we all are doing, like, one extra song as our secret encore.
Like a cover song?
No, like one of ours that's just not on a 45.
Oh, cool. Oh, well, so you have to play in every band that night?
I don't have to. This was a decision I made, and I'm just trying not to regret it. You know, just trying to be like, I'm going to be sweaty, and I could be hanging out with my friends who I invited to my birthday, but instead, I am just going to be sweating in front of them, playing the hits.
And you probably can't get all loaded up on the first set.
I mean, I was going to get so shwasted, but I'm going to have to play it cool. Unlike normal, where I'm just like, just vomiting throughout the set.
That's what I do.
I got to take it easy.
You'd have to pace yourself.
It's true.
So do you have any problems with maybe getting your fingers tired from playing too much guitar all night?
I mean, it's the other thing where, so it's, I'm playing bass for three bands, which is Dark Slash Light, The Speds, and The Observers, and singing for two bands, Plan R and Defect. And I haven't like shouted that much in a while, and my body is really upset with me, but I think it's gonna be okay. I think it's like the next day my body will just reject me as a human being, but throughout the night I feel like I got this.
And so you have probably a ton of band practices all month.
Yes, and then some bands just like haven't really been getting it together. So like we learned the songs privately, and we only like maybe one band will practice twice, maybe once actually all together, but twice with most of us. But like, I don't know, Observers played in Germany last year, and so we're still kind of practiced up. Though my dear friend Muslim, who was the first Observers guitarist and has not played with us since, is here in town and is going to play some songs with us for the first time. For the first time since 2003. So that's a pretty exciting thing. So that's another thing. We've got to get some practice together, et cetera.
That's a lot of coordinating with punks.
It is, but... and also, like, I'm going to school, so it's just like, we're all have busy lives. So it's not quite as, like, we'll do Sunday, this other band Monday, next band Tuesday. It's more like... might have to double up, might have to do some canceling of practice, and but we're gonna get there. And also, like, it's only punk, so like if we play sloppy, that means we're doing our job right.
Yep, just like this sloppy radio show,
a little slopper on the reeds.
Figure out this cue.
Yeah, I think we got there though. Did we get there?
Maybe. What are we going to hear first? Let's try it out.
Totally. So this is a band from the late 70s, early 80s. They were Spanish. They lived in France. They're called Guilty Razors. And this is a song called Provocate.
That sounds right. Yeah.
All I know is Make a mighty head. Married and having a house in the country.
Love's a feeling, and so is stealing. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
We'll be right back.
Yes, people.
We're not supposed to swear. You probably know the rules.
I do now. We're not supposed to swear. That's an easy one.
You're listening to Laced Punch on KXRY Portland, and I have a guest in tonight, Colin.
Hi.
And Colin is very experienced on being a radio DJ.
I invented it, actually. Not many people know that, but it was actually, I was like, there's two letters, three's too many. You know, let's jazz it up. Ooh, I like jazz. Let's throw the J in there. Et cetera. I used to DJ on Life During Wartime, and I've also been at the Wheels of Steel at a variety of places in town, most of which are gone. East End and the old Blackwaters. I've done some spinning in my day.
I think that about the time I met you, I had come into Life During Wartime. I think you were DJing there when Samantha's band, Macho Boys, came in, right?
That sounds about right.
We got to get live bands on this show.
That'd be cool.
You know, there might be a rumor that there's going to be a new new studio for X-Ray. I really can't wait. And
that's crazy.
I'm going to book bands.
Live.
I'm only on for an hour. I wonder if I could do that.
I bet you could. Most bands don't play longer than an hour.
How many of your bands do you think... You think you know the number? How many of your bands played live on Life During Wartime?
I don't know the number, but if I had to guess, I'd say realistically 11 or 12.
I was going to say 20.
Possible, but I don't think so. I mean, there were some repeats in there, so I might have played on there 20 times, but... But no, I mean, I had an inside line as a DJ, and then also before I was a DJ. That's how I got the inside line, as my friends were the DJs.
And if you kids didn't know, I became a DJ on Life During Wartime, and we had one of Colin's bands playing there. That was Trash.
Nice.
That was pretty fun.
That was a fun time. I enjoyed that. Us members of Trash, we looked back on that fondly. We look back on that fondly.
We heard, how many songs are there, like five songs? Yeah.
We heard a chunk of songs. So the last song that we heard was Dogs of War by The System. Unfortunately, the Dogs of War are doing it again. It just, like, I didn't pick that song because of what's going on in the world, but, like, it's always a bummer when a UK 82 song is sadly still accurate. Before that, we heard The Slits with Love and Romance. Just one of the greats. I was just talking about how, like, my number one gig regret is The Slits played at Holocene. Someone had told me that Ari Up wasn't in the band anymore, and so I didn't go. And then she died a couple of years later, and she was in the band, as it turns out, and Viv wasn't, so there was some confusion there, but it was Tessa and Ari, and so good from what I've seen in footage.
At Holocene, huh?
Yeah. Not my favorite place. And I think that was part of it. I was like, I don't think punk shows happen there, really. But you know what? Sometimes they do. Before that, we heard The Blood with Megalomania. Just love that little piano intro. Just what a riff.
I like the cover song that Long Knife does of it.
Yeah, they really tear it up. I wish they wheeled out a giant piano to start it off. And you know what? Consider that a challenge. Scotty, wheel it out, okay?
Do you play piano?
No.
Did you take band in high school?
No.
Did you go to high school up here in Oregon? I think you're an Oregonian.
I think there are some Oregonians who would disagree because I moved here from California when I was 9.
Oh, nah.
I can't get one of those Oregon native bumper sticker of the...
That wasn't
it's just not true.
It wasn't your decision, though. You were with a family, probably.
That's true, yeah. Mommy and Daddy are like, we're going to move to the Tigard-Tualatin metro area.
You went to Tigard?
I went to Tualatin.
But I work in Tualatin.
You know what we used to call it?
What, twat? Well,
Toilet Town. It was hilarious.
It's pretty nice now.
Yeah.
More songs.
Sure. So before we heard The Blood, we heard The Templars. You know, who says the 90s was bad outside of hip-hop? Not me.
Not me.
Though, you know, as punk wasn't at its highest, but The Templars were given A+. So thank you, The Templars.
Boy.
Oi, mate. Before that, we heard The Guilty Razors with Provocate, and that kind of kicked off this set. The next one I queued up is because Ross, the boss of the Dictators, just passed over the last couple days.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I was fortunate to get to see them, and the guy just had that goes guitar chops until his dying day. I picked my favorite Dictators song with my favorite Dictators riff. One of my favorite just guitar riffs, period. And let's hear it. This song's Stay With Me. Listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Radio is yours. Here's government warning.
Stop, what are you afraid? come soluzione. No lo quieren admitir, jugar contigo es un error.
Como viver, está chegando a hora de se desligar. A sua esposa lhe convida para Hochina,
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 Hochina.
There it is. That's right. A baby right there.
All right, this is Matt C, and we got Colin Sanders in here.
Is my first and last name.
For this week's show, and Colin's from lots of Portland bands. What's your current band?
That's a question. Yeah, I'm starting a new thing, doesn't have a name, doesn't have all the members, but it's exciting to be starting something. And then Clorox Girls are going to play in June at Blackwater, still working out the details.
Wow.
And Observers do stuff, but we're not, I wouldn't call us a current band.
Is Mask still a band?
No, Mask broke up like a year and a half ago.
Oh man, I was looking forward to the next hit.
You know, you're just going to have to dream about it. We can play every hit just after you go to sleep. I'd love to tell you about what songs you heard, Radio Land.
Yes, please.
So that was Hochina by Inocentes. From their Panagonia Sepe album.
Do you speak Portuguese?
Eu falo pouquinho de português, cara.
What? Wow.
I like speaking Portuguese. Deal with it on the radio. Before that, we heard Chicagoland's Tirades with their A-side, I Am Homicide. That was a group that I played some gigs with back in the day, and I'll just tell you right now, one of the all-time greats.
Awesome.
They really knew how to put on a show. We got to play with them in Portland and in Chicago, and just a dangerous band. Just loved it. Before that, we heard Spanish legends La Broma de Satan with Conflicto Mundial. Real toe tappers. They got a lot of hits. They got the hardcore. They got the catchy. Just love them.
Hey, let me say that. Let me break in there. That
please.
Colin brought all records tonight, and he also made the flyer for this week. That's a picture of your record store, right?
My record collection. It's not a store. But
could that be seen at Punk's house?
So we do shows at my house, and I live in the basement, which is where the shows are, and you can just kind of see where the records are. And I would say, and the type of record shelf that I have is like the flippy, not the IKEA, because I like to flip, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's visible from the show space. I get asked, I would say like a solid 2 to 3 times every show, like, is that a record store?
Hey, can I buy records out of there during a gig?
And it's just a no. I mean, you know, make an offer, but not for sale.
I've never went in your room there, but it's super cool there at Punk's house. Do you own that place?
No, sir.
Are you the manager of the house?
That doesn't exist. People live there. I live there.
Do you have to interview people when they or want to move in?
I don't know about interview,
like,
but
are you
definitely
the boss?
No. Definitely not the boss. I've lived there the longest, but no special privileges. I think I'm just the person who doesn't want to let shows there die. I think people come and go and have varying opinions.
Sweet. So, hey, Colin is from Punk's house, if you didn't know that.
Now you do. And then, so that set was kicked off with, like, my favorite song of my era of music, which is Arrested by Government Warning. It gets me every time. I feel like it's about me, but it's actually about fighting cops and rather die than go to jail, which
is
something I have
you.
No experience with.
Ah.
I've never fought a cop or gone to jail. I've never felt like I have to really choose between those two. Yet there's this conviction that the singer Kenny has. There's a certain, like, he's at the end of his rope, and I feel like we've all kind of been there, and he just channels that into one of the best songs I've ever heard.
Yeah, Kenny.
Yeah.
I only know of Eric Montanez.
Eric rules.
And he's still in great bands, like this current one's Meat House.
Ooh, I haven't heard Meat House. The last one I heard was Sickoids, which were awesome.
Heck yeah. And Loose Nukes was really great, too.
He is a... he's a talented guy. He's a sweetheart. And also, just like, he's got great taste. You know?
Yeah. All right. We're with Colin Sanders today. And this is Laced Punch. I'm on every Monday, weekly, 10 p.m. If you want to... no, yeah, on Mondays. If you want to give me a message, email me at lacedpunch@gmail.com. And criticize, give me some criticism about Colin being the guest or whatever.
What's his deal anyways? He thinks he's so funny.
You are.
Well, maybe I said that.
All right, we got 10 minutes left, exactly. At the top of the hour, it's going to be Hipster Suck. You should listen to X-Ray FM all night, but keep the headphones on and don't wake Grandma.
I mean, you can wake her up once, but she kind of likes it. It makes her feel needed, you know? Anywho's, the next song we're going to hear is by one of the all-time great Susie and the Banshees. This is a song off their first LP, Carcass. Their first LP is The Scream. The song is Carcass. I said it backwards. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, human beings. You've been listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. This is Laced Punch.
Yeah, right on.
With your host, Matt C. And Colin S. filling in.
That's me.
That's who you are.
All right, we just heard...
The Business, Oi Oi Mate, with their hit Loud, Proud, and Punk. And I am... allegedly maybe loud out of those three, but that was a real banger. What did we hear before that?
Oh,
I'm sure you'd love to know. Susie and the Banshees with their real bangeroni Carcass,
one of the greatest bands
to ever play a gosh darn note. And yeah, we're reaching the end here, so we're gonna play our last song. Japan's own Sheena and the Rockettes. Anything you want to say before we go?
Yes, this weekend, Saturday night. That is on the 3rd? Is that
4th.
On the 4th. Colin's playing with five bands at Blackwater and celebrating his birthday of 45.
Come on down.
Yeah, so we'll see you there. What time do doors open, do you know?
6-ish. Bands around 7-ish. We'll figure it out.
Yes, so that's going to be at Blackwater Bar.
It's on Sandy.
Thanks so much for coming in, Colin. It's been super fun.
My pleasure.
And it'll be super fun on Saturday this week. You got anything going on? Anything else this week?
Just a heck load of band practice, man.
Yeah. How many instruments are you playing on Saturday?
Just the one. Unless you count my...
Not drums?
My voice. No, Steel Chains was my big recording I played drums on, and we weren't able to get it together.
And we did hear Rubble at the start of the show. What? How come you didn't get Rubble together?
Because two people are in the Philippines being awesome, just wonderful human beings, and I wish they were here, but they're not.
Wow, what a trip. That'd be fun.
It's going to be so great. I'm so happy for them. I just wish they would play my birthday.
Okay, so what's the last song we're going to be playing tonight?
This is You May Dream by Sheena and the Rockettes, or at least about a minute of it.
KXRY Portland may broadcast material that could be found offensive to some members of our audience. Listener discretion is advised. You're listening to KXRY Portland at 91.1 and or 107.1 FMs and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. Hi, this is DDD, JJJ, 666, and as you can hear, I'm running away from and towards something at the same time, and there's a helicopter chasing. I do whatever the music tells me to do. You should just let me, the expert, do that. Tonight we're going to be doing something. It doesn't make any sense at all. But that's kind of the reason for doing it ever. Right? Because tonight, we are making out.